Real City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got the whole Pogo crew with us here tonight. We're going to get started with Richard Hell, Blank Generation. All right, that was Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation, on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. I got the Pogo crew here with me, so let's introduce you to those bunch of bastards. Getting it started off with the gorgeous, the beautiful, the lovely, rude girl, Jessica.
What's up, Jess? Pogo people? Pogo people.
Pogo people with you.
What's up, everybody?
Jess, it is so good to have you back.
I know, right?
We also have that fucker Sean Bedlam here.
Yeah,
well.
I'm
that fucker.
Accompanying that crusty fuck, Josh.
Oh, we love you, Josh, hey, even though you smell bad.
Hello, Pogo Populous, and happy 420.
We love you, even though you smell bad.
Part two
Pogo
of the 420.
Pogo Populous. I like that.
Pogo Populous.
Yeah, the populous.
Pogo Junkies, Pogo
People. Pogo City. Pogo City has a populous of
they're
about
Pogo Junkies
1,300
now.
At least.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
They're Pogo
yeah,
Junkies
Josh,
now because we've been
junkies
coming out with episodes.
You hang
here,
out with
there,
us,
everywhere.
Yo. You just turn into Pogo Junkies.
They're Pogo
you know what
Junkies.
I mean? We're a bad crew.
Yep.
We turn everybody
you
into
were
junkies.
Part of Pogo City.
Pogo Junkies.
Population, whatever the fuck it is.
All right, everybody. Well, we just had a Mike Blanks on the last hour, so go back into the archives, check that shit out. Now, this episode is pre-recorded, so we haven't been to the Unseen show, Violent Society show, yet, but I'm sure it was awesome, because, I mean, it's happened since this is now Tuesday, but it's actually recorded on Friday, and the show's not till Saturday.
We had a great
mind
fucking
warp
time.
Yeah, that's what
mind
I'm
warp
saying.
Like,
yeah,
mind
warp.
Watch
time
go fucking
like,
terribly.
Unless I got kicked out, yeah, right. We had a good time.
Watch it be fucking terrible. Like,
and all of us have gotten kicked out, happened, like choking victim.
Let's just talk about the show
Josh
hypothetically like we've already been there.
In a psychedelic awesome maze.
Ah, okay. Well, I accidentally started the next song. So
here we go.
69.
Andrew's an asshole.
On Pogo City motherfucking radio.
You asshole.
For once in my life I've got something to say. I want to say it now, for now is today. When life has been given to gravity joy, let's all
you, what do you see? Kids with feelings like you and me. Understand him, he'll understand you. For you are him and he is you. If the kids are united, they would never be divided.
Alright, that was Sham 69 on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep the tracks moving right along with a little side project of The Unseen and a global threat with Self Destruct.
I've had the fucking threats, but what's the fucking hell?
Let's kick it over with the Sex Slaves.
One thing I have learned out on the highway, in every town there's a friend I'm bound to see. We went down to Tucson, Arizona.
That's right.
There he was just waiting around for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. The only thing that keeps me from the devil is another glass of that good old Tennessee. Keep coming.
All right, Josh loves the vibrato, by the way.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, that was the Sex Slaves on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now we got a couple things to promote. First of all, I got to tell you, going down this Saturday, what is that, April 28th or some shit like that? April 28th, Montclair Vegan, Mike Blank's Pogo Pit.
We're going to dance our asses off.
Damn right, we're going to dance our motherfucking asses off. Frank Reynolds, my man Danny DeVito, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, of course. If you guys listen to Pogo City Radio, you know that like our shows are Always Sunny
and Rick and Morty.
And Rick and motherfucking Morty. Yeah. Yep, and porn.
Yeah, and porn.
Lots of porn.
Yeah.
Especially at work.
Yo, quick shout out real quick. I was supposed to make Mike's birthday party, but because I can't, can somebody buy me a beer for Mike?
Oh, buy Mike a beer for you. Not buy you a beer for Mike.
Oh, yes.
Buy Mike a beer for you.
Well, Mike, if that makes me sound like less of an asshole.
One of them. You should just blow off North Carolina instead.
Yeah, I wish. I can't. Shit happens. Responsibility.
Responsibility? It's not like you're going to work. You're kind of going on vacation. I don't know if that's responsible.
Hey, it's responsible to my temperament. If I don't go on vacation here and then, here and there.
Then you'll just be another fucking throwaway kid. That's what you'll be.
Exactly. Sean just stuck his head up into the studio and said, eat butthole. So.
Sean wants to eat some butthole. And I want to listen to The Virus. Sean can eat my butthole if he'd like.
While we listen to The Virus.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Throwaway kids. Paul Focus had a chance to catch The Virus last year at Volker's. Good time. Looking forward to catching him this year, too.
Sean's about to get The Virus.
Throwaway kids.
I personally prefer the pussy to be shaven. We're having a pussy conversation as throwaway kids plays out the virus. Singles and rarities coming off punk core record. That version of that song was previously unreleased. Before that release, you can get Throwaway Kids sang by Mike Virus on the Still Fighting for a Future EP coming off Charged Records. I used to have that on Translucent Blue vinyl. Believe it was awesome. 1 of 100.
Awesome.
Was pretty awesome.
Did you ever have Global Crisis? Did you ever have that EP?
Yes, I did. The purple one.
Yeah.
We'll Pull My Strings.
That's a rare
that
one to find now.
It wasn't the first one, but it was the first one on a label. They had a split with the
charged?
Last two tracks
on
this
charged?
Single. Global what? Crisis, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And then they repressed it in like 2003 or something like that.
Right.
I'm going to say maybe it was 2005. I'm going to think it was the 10-year anniversary. I'm pretty sure it came out in 95. So I'm going to say about 2005 they refreshed it.
Okay.
And, yeah. But then, as I was saying, there was a release. It was a split. The last two tracks on this album were the first two that they released, but it was like a more of an independent release. I mean, Charged Records, an independent record label, but still.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was even more independent than that.
The only EP I got by the virus is Benefits of War,
which is great.
It's a great
EP. I forget
EP.
About dude. I used to fucking close Voice of Bedlam with the Benefits of War.
That's
sometimes.
A great EP.
I eventually
it's
just
great,
switched it
it's
over.
A great little. EP.
I used to change it up all the time. I liked to close with different songs, but John was doing a lot of the mixing, and he wanted to have a song be the same all the time. So we went with I Want to Be a Punk. But before that, when I used to change it, I used to do Benefits of War a lot.
It's a great
I forgot
it's a
about
great,
that song
now.
I loved that song. I had that EP on fucking clear vinyl, and it was like speckled with like different rainbow colors.
I want to say
mostly
I got it on
clear.
Like red or something.
No, I had it on clear, and then it looked like
that's
somebody
awesome.
Threw glitter at it.
Okay.
Sold all of them for heroin. All of them.
Well, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. Because I still got mine, but that's... we won't get into
all
that.
Right. All right. One thing we won't get into either, really, too much of, is some goddamn abortions. But we'll let the Sex Pistols tackle that one for us with Bodies. This is my favorite Sex Pistols song.
It's good.
Of all
Parasitics didn't cover our videos.
We'll be right back.
The Sex Pistols coming off Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, second track on the album. I've had that album, well, I my whole life, yes. I was thinking about it today, right? I was listening, I mean, like, my fucking daughter's name is Sheena. You know what I mean? I got Ramones posters all over the house. I have literally been listening to the Ramones my entire life. Like, I have memories of houses that I lived in when I was, like, 5 years old. And I can remember listening to, like, I Want to Be Sedated. And Sheena's a punk rocker. But
and that is what makes you awesome.
But, yeah, Sex Pistols, too, man. Always, always. I guess I was just lucky. My parents had good taste in music, so I just always came up around the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're not going to get to the Ramones right now, but we are going to get to a Sheena song, but a little different one. We're going to go hang out with the Cramps,
oh, the Cramps.
And do Sheena's In a Goth Gang.
I like this.
Cramps on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Motherfucking
now,
we've radio.
Told you guys about Mike Blanks' Pogo Pit.
We're gonna dance our asses off.
We also gotta tell
we
you guys.
We are gonna dance our asses off.
We also gotta tell you guys about June 2nd. Where were you in 1995? Now, I was at Kiwami Middle School, Union, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? And Sean was in Forks. Josh, where were you in 1995?
I don't remember the past 10 years, let alone that long ago. I think I was probably...
What year were you born?
1990.
Oh, so you were five.
Holy shit. 1990?
Yeah.
I was born in 88.
You're not older than him then.
But it seems like it. When he says 90.
It's the next decade.
I know.
It's because it's a 9.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all millennials. Really, everybody in here is a millennial.
Oh, fucking millennials.
Is anybody else, like, don't like that term?
I think it's just
all.
Because the old people use it to say that, like,
yeah,
you don't have, like, a real
generation
job.
Generation X
about us.
I don't understand.
Generation X likes to talk
like,
shit.
Millennials,
they like
millennials
to say bad shit about
are
it.
Literally 37 years old. Like, I can understand. Like, I can understand if they're talking shit about the high school kids nowadays, but like if you're gonna talk shit on like a 37-year-old, like they're not an adult with a real life, like that's just, they're just stupid. Like,
yeah,
that's
no,
just
it's
ridiculous.
Annoying. I hate being pigeonholed like, into that generation, even though I am in that generation.
But that doesn't make sense. Why is it so? I don't get this. There was Generation X, and fuck you, we are Generation Y. When I was a kid, I was Generation Y. Now I'm a millennial. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck happened to Generation Y? What happened to that?
Have a song called Generation Y.
Who?
I know my mom used to say she was a baby.
I was born
boy.
When I was fucking born.
Your mom's
but
not
I guess
a baby
I
boomer.
Guess we're
she's
Generation
too young for that.
Y.
She's only two.
No, she's too young for that. My mom's like the fringe end of a
are
baby
you sure?
boomer. Yeah. World War post
Generation
World War
X
II.
Was baby.
Your mom was
baby
born.
Boomers.
Why
people that were born.
That,
your mom was born in the '60s, not the '50s.
Basically, anyone that
no,
is like 58. 60 to 75.
Your mom was not born
old.
In 58, Jess. My mom was born
mom?
In 58, yeah. And
okay,
my mom's
I'm
like 5-6 years
now.
Older than yours. But
confusing birthdays, but it doesn't matter.
Let's forget about our parents'
yeah,
birthdays.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
And let's get to Until We're Dead for my man, that trusty fuck Josh with the star fucking
hell
hipsters.
Yeah.
Until we're dead, we'll be pogoing until we're motherfucking dead.
Goddamn right.
Especially if you guys go to GoFundMe facebook.com /Pogo City Radio and hook us up with some coin
so we can go live.
We can buy some t-shirts, buy some hookers, buy
some cocaine. Some pogo people. Sometimes I have a problem pogoing because my boobs hit me in the face and knock me out.
There you go. That sounds like a good problem for me.
What's
to have.
That? What do I do about this issue?
Duct tape. Yeah, duct tape.
Duct tape
my tits.
Like them crazy pageant moms that like their daughter starts turning like 14, 15, and like they duct tape their boobs down because they want them to look like they're 11 and can get these goddamn pageants. Please, I saw that when you were watching that dumbass show.
I never
show.
Saw any
What's
of that.
What's that fucking pageant? That's, you used to watch that fucking pageant show.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I remember the one mother duct taping her daughter's
boobs
down.
I don't ever remember that. That seems illegal, but
why does
whatever.
That seem... Have you used to watch that show? Those parents do far worse things than duct tape somebody's boobs down.
No, they're just bad parents.
I'm surprised that you're surprised at that.
I'm not surprised that they're bad parents.
It seems
they
like
are.
They're pretty...
Everyone at Pogo City Radio HQ that has kids, we are awesome parents.
Yes, we are.
We play punk rock for our children. I was playing... The Ramones and I think the Street Brats for JJ just yesterday.
Fucking, I posted a video of Sheena pogoing to Sheena's a punk rocker because she knows
Good
the song
you,
from
man.
The intro
Start
and all.
Young.
Her face lights up. She knows yes. She's like, Sheena punk rocker. She goes, Sheena punk rocker. She points, I got a Rocket to Russia poster, which ironically and not on purpose was in the background of her pogoing to fucking Sheena's a punk rocker. But she fucking makes me pick her up, and she points at, like, Joey and goes, Sheena, punk rocker!
I want to put a shout-out to all the punk rock parents out there.
Oh, hell yeah. Do, like,
because
every week.
I am one of them.
Thank you, punk rock
Jess
parents.
Jess and Andrew are both punk rock parents.
And Josh is a poser.
And Josh is a fucking poser.
Well, maybe you guys should just adopt me then. I mean, can
Josh
you
is not a poser. Josh, I'll adopt you. You can be my little boy.
I think I did adopt you when I was
He's
a
my
kid.
Little boy.
Josh is not a poser.
I know you guys were trying to adopt Nick for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, look how well.
I would
Too
say,
bad he's no longer with us.
I would say, like, a good percentage of our Pogo City Radio listeners have kids.
Yes.
So.
A good percentage of the world.
I want to hear
kids.
Some feedback on, like, What do you play for your kids? Like, do you play
the Wiggles?
Do you play the Wiggles and shit, or do you play, like, I play the Exploited for JJ.
That's
like
what
I put
we
that
do.
Shit on.
We play blanks
and I
all
have
the
him,
time and
I pick him up.
Yeah,
and I, yeah,
whatever.
Like, do you do shit like that? Like, I put on, like I said, I put on the
of
Ramones
course.
And like the
it's
Street
gonna
Brats.
Make him a punk rock.
I put it on,
dude.
Put the headphones on for JJ, and he started smiling, and that's like. All a punk rock parent would want, right?
Hell yeah.
One of my friends went to a show in Asbury Park maybe a year, a little more ago, and he brought his kids with him, and I guess there was a bunch of little kids at the show. It's an Aquabat show. But the Aquabats brought, like, all the little kids on stage to sing with them. And
there you
go. I saw
that's
a video with
do.
It. It was really
that's
cool.
What
that's what we
young.
Need to do. We need to inspire the next generation of children to keep the punk scene going. They're the future.
Fuck
that's
yeah.
what we're doing right here. Jessica
exactly.
is, like, passed out on her microphone.
No, my eyes. I have something in my eye all night from Sheena punching me in it and poking my eye out. Now it's just
is your,
been watering.
Did she poke your eye
and
out?
And I have something in it, and I keep rolling my eye to try to get it out, and it won't come out. And now you think I'm drunk, and I'm not drunk.
Sheena's definitely
wow.
a punk.
I'm a little buzzed.
I'll look at your eye, but Sheena's definitely a punk rock kid, judging by that story.
Yo, Sheena is the... She's so cute, and she's like
she's
has
so
this
chubby.
Attitude. She has this attitude. I
she
love
walks
it.
Around
I want
like
a daughter. I want.
She is not
fuck.
A punk rocker. She's a skinhead.
She does.
Oh,
she's
a skinhead.
She's
a skinhead.
Yeah,
she's
a skinhead.
Not a
skinhead.
Punk rocker.
If I ever have a daughter,
a skinhead. Sheena.
I want a daughter. Like I have one son. I have one child. I have a son. But I really want a daughter. And if I have a daughter, I hope she's. Just like Sheena.
Sheena's a little, like, bruiser, dude. Like, she runs around, and she's just, like, stomping around. Like,
she does. She just stomps around.
You
got to
get her a little.
Shove shit.
You
got to
get her.
She got
to get her some braces. And
hell yeah, dude. We
yo,
have
some
to.
Boots.
She'll be a little Chelsea
no
girl.
Lie. I got a London Calling poster, right, hanging up in the dining room, right? And it's got Paul smashing the bass on it. You know what I mean? And fucking. I hear this banging coming from behind my couch yesterday. I turn around, and Sheena's got a little Minnie Mouse acoustic guitar that she's smashing on the ground underneath the London Calling poster.
It looks like a little ukulele.
Knock it the fuck off! I was like, damn, I do have like, and the Cramps poster I have also has a smashed guitar on it. So I'm like, damn, I guess maybe this is kind of only me to blame for Sheena smashing her little fucking Minnie Mouse acoustic. It's actually a ukulele is what it is.
That's what
they
it
have
says.
An acoustic
yeah.
guitar too. But enough talking. Let's get to a little thing we like to call the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's here?
All right, with Mike Blanks' Pogo Pit being just a few days away.
We're going to dance our asses off.
With Mike Blanks' Pogo Pit just being a few days away, Mike Blanks' birthday this week, we're going to get a special dedication wild card for the birthday boy, and talking about some Cyndi
Happy
Lauper.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Some
You're
Cyndi
playing Cyndi Lauper right now?
And girls.
Sorry, everybody.
Just want to have fun.
Mike.
Oh, God, bitches!
What's here? You're corny. I love you, Pepper.
some Cyndi Lauper on Pogo City Radio.
For Mike.
For Mr. Mike fucking Blanks.
Mike Blanks.
Now remember, if you guys missed a Friday's episode.
I love you, Mike!
If you guys missed Friday's episode, which is actually right now and we're pre-recording, but if you missed the first part, go back into the archives, look for Mike Blanks Pogo Pit 420, and go check that shit out. Talking about the Pogo Pit.
We're going to dance
and, we're talking
off.
About where were you in 1995. So, Jessica.
Yes.
What were you in Tracy Elementary in 1995?
I was born in 1988.
So, you were probably in Tracy Elementary?
Tracy Elementary?
Yes, I did.
So
she
did
named
I.
the mascot.
Yeah, I named it Tess.
Are you serious?
Tess the Tiger.
I went
for
to
Tracy Elementary School.
I went to Tracy Elementary. Holy
yeah,
shit.
I got a pillow for it and everything.
In 1995, wow. I was 9 years old and I was still going to Tracy Elementary.
Then we went to Tracy together.
Holy shit.
Yes,
I
live right
that.
By there my whole entire life. My mother lives right up the street in Pentagram. Right,
see,
right
I
there.
I had a different situation. My mom, being a single mom, she had to.
Oh, I'm a single lady.
My mom was single.
She had to drive me
too.
To my grandparents' house so I could get the bus.
Yeah, I got
from
you.
There and then back to school at my grandparents' house. Yeah. Or back home, whatever.
I understood.
And every single person in this room is from a divorced parent.
Well,
like, yeah. Yeah, I got divorced.
We're all troubled.
They say that like 50% of marriages end in divorce. Where are the 50% that last? Because
I know.
I don't
I'm wondering the same thing.
I don't see it. But
my grandparents, they
yeah.
They lasted. Yeah.
Hey, mommy
they're
and
from
daddy,
a different generation, I guess.
Mommy and daddy issues build character.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Why don't we take a trip back to the good old days with the Parasitics, who you guys can catch in that 1995 show with Submachine Blank, 77 Violent Society, and
the Atomic Cretins.
There you go, Sean. The Atomic Cretins going down the Kung Fu Necktie June 2nd. Be there or be square.
Today, washing away years of today, raising our bottles, making them clang. Groups of friends, that was our gang. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be.
That was the Parasitics. Let's keep the show moving with Screeching Weasel.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. There's barely pickles and patty cakes too, and Cubby's making mean jokes about you. We'll be right back.
All right, having some fun times in Pogo City Radio. Yeah. Now, let's see. Sean, I had you muted for some reason, but there, you missed his little hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Jessica's not talking into a microphone again. All right, so yeah, we're looking forward to this Unseen show that apparently has already happened, but we are looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast with Violent Society.
It's already been a fucking awesome show.
We got the whole crew coming down. There's going to be an army of motherfuckers from
the
Lehigh Valley in Brooklyn.
We're taking over the streets.
We're taking over. We taking motherfucking over. Just like the lower class brats coming off New Seditionaries with I Don't Care, or Don't Care About Me, actually.
You think you have the right, the way you spoke to me last night, with that tone in your voice and that look in your eye. You won't apologize when you're wrong, keep on singing the same old song. You're like a broken record, I wish you'd die. You shouldn't care about me.
Tomorrow
is record store day.
Today is 420.
Tomorrow is record store day.
I think I got the black log paw.
Oh, jeez, Morty.
Fucking Zoolander.
That 420.
Zoolander. Oh, Zoolander caught that.
Tomorrow's record store day. I know there's some good shops in the city a bunch of people are going to. I know they got Houston and the Dirty Rats doing an acoustic set at fucking Spin Me Round in Pittsburgh. Angry Young and Poor has got a fucking huge fucking sale. Everything's on like a major
sale. You guys ever been there? You ever
sale.
Been to the actual store?
No, I've ordered shit from Angry Young and Poor.
I've stopped there
Lancaster,
once.
Right?
I've stopped there once.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool store. Yeah.
I've probably spent $5,000-$6,000 at Angry Young and Poor throughout the course
in
of time.
In Good Hope? You know Good Hope?
New Hope, you mean?
Or New Hope.
Yeah,
sorry.
So New Hope, yeah.
Good Hope. New Hope.
Like Star Wars?
New is
new
also
hope.
Good.
New Hope.
Hey, the word new also means good, so fuck all of you. But anyway, there's a store there with like all kinds of awesome, like Doc Martens, like the crazy like 16-hole ones. And like Gigi Allen hats and like all kinds of like awesome shit.
There's a couple places like that in New Hope.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Hot!
Dude.
Just burn myself like a motherfucker.
That's 420 for you.
Oh, if you ain't burning yourself, you ain't celebrating 420 the right way.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to be. Yeah, we got. See, just so you motherfuckers know, we ain't got nothing green in front of me. I ain't got nothing green in front of me. I just got something brown in front of me. And it's a little bit better.
It's a little caramel.
It's a little bit better than that.
It's
green
like that good
shit.
Caramel.
You motherfuckers.
You
are
eat
smoking.
Caramel. You like it. You like this too.
That's shatter.
That's shatter.
Shatter. All right.
Like
let's
the Rolling
get to,
Stones song.
Yeah. Shatter.
Shatter.
Shatter. All right. Let's get to, we'll head out west. Get some Lars Fredrickson and the Bastards with 6'5". All right, that was Lars and the Bastards with 6'5". Skinhead! I don't want to be poor no more. No, I don't want to be. That makes me want to hear Blitz. All right, we're gonna have to extend this song, this show, because I'm still closing with the song I was going to close with, but now I got to add in some goddamn motherfucking Blitz.
Two songs in
here?
Yeah,
we're going to do a little encore here. I got to pull up Blitz, and Blitz actually, like, really... the first oi band I ever really listened to before the Foreskins, before Cockspar, or like Blitz.
The Foreskins are my favorite like oi band.
No, Blitz is my favorite, I would have to say.
I like Blitz a lot.
If we're talking old
but
school.
But the Foreskins.
Because my favorite oi band is probably the Wretched Ones, but like if we're talking
the
like old school.
The
you know I mean?
All their guitar. I love every guitar and every Foreskin song is fucking fantastic.
I love the Foreskins.
I fucking love
it. But Blitz's EP has just got some of the greatest tracks on it. I will say that later Blitz, really a lot of those tracks piss me the fuck off.
Yesterday's Hero by the Foreskins. That's the guitars.
That's one of the ones that I'm not crazy about, to be honest.
No, the guitars in that song are fucking fantastic. No,
but talking about Blitz, once they get in and they start doing songs like New Age and stuff, and I know people are going to think, I love Blitz, I just said that, but I know they're going to think this is sacrilegious. But like once they put on like fucking delay pedals and shit like that, I can't stand that shit, dude. I hate fucking delay. I hate delay. I hate reverb. If we're really talking about being in a studio,
wait, for real though,
and you want to turn
reverb
up
in Bedlam,
hell the fuck no.
Yeah, we did.
No, the fuck we didn't. I fucking hate reverb. The only time I like reverb is if it's on there a little bit to kind of enhance the low end, give it a little bit more authority on like a rhythm guitar track.
I swear to God, we did some songs with Bedlam with reverb. A lot of it was feedback more than anything because we love feedback. But the reverb we also did a lot of songs with.
No, if you use reverb and if you got reverb built into your amp and you want to turn it on like a 3, it's going to make it sound nice and whole. I'm talking about a delay pedal and the pedals of reverb where it's like you hit it there and then it goes there. We did nothing of that. We did no delay whatsoever. Thinking of is we used a bullhorn effect on the backing vocals to make it sound like that was like a reverb. But I'm talking about on like a guitar and like drums. Think about Depp Flepper's drum set. When he hits that fucking snare and it's like instead of being like pop, it's like whoosh, whoosh. Yeah, I hate that shit.
Okay.
I don't remember my point.
Right.
Oh, Blitz in later years, they start like songs like New Age and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, I like New Age. But when they start getting delay and echo and reverb,
New Age is probably my favorite Blitz song.
No, it's like my least favorite, dude.
I like that song. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I like Razors in the Night, Somebody's Gonna Die, Voice of a Generation.
If you don't like Blitz, those are your favorite Blitz songs. New Age is...
New Age is just their most popular song. It doesn't mean shit to me. Okay, Anarchy in the UK is the Sex Pistols' most popular song. Blitz, I Want to Be Sedated is like literally my least favorite Ramones song.
I like that song, but it's far from my favorite.
You know what? That's definitely not. That's one of my least favorite Ramones songs. My least favorite Ramones song, Renee Blanks literally slapped me for saying this one time, is Baby, I Love You. Yeah, no. No, I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that shit. I hate when they have the Ramones doing that shit. That shit pisses me off. I want to hear Cretin Hop. I want to hear Rockaway Beach. I want to hear everything off Rocket to Russia, Leave Home. I want to hear Chainsaw, 53rd and 3rd. You sound like you're sick.
Yes,
I do
early
not
want
to hear Baby, I Love
I hear
you.
You. I hear you. I don't.
I don't want to hear that.
So
but
what
let's
are we
get,
playing by Blitz?
Which one? What is it? Voice of a Generation? I Don't Want to Be Poor No More? That sounds about right, right? We're going to play Voice of a Generation by Blitz. Here you guys go. Yeah, this is it. I do like New Age. But we'll talk.
I don't wanna be proud.
All right, that was Blitz. We got to get out of here with this next one. We're over on time as it is, but I hear the boss is a real pushover. You know what I'm saying? I hear he's fucking gorgeous, too. But we're gonna get out of here with a classic. Before we do, gotta remind you guys about June 2nd. Where were you in 1995 with Submachine Blank 77, Violent Society, the Parasitics,
and Atomic Cretans.
There you go. Give it up for the Atomic Cretans.
The Atomic Cretans.
Whose name I just cannot.
We're
going to
play them on enough. We're going to play them between now and June 2nd.
At one point, I'm sure
we're
going to
find their shit. And Atomic Cretans, we're going to get your shit on Pokemon.
Yeah, watch.
City,
they're going to be like the best band ever, too, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. All right. But we're going to get out of here with my favorite band, who personally, I think,
and
is
my
the best
favorite
band.
Blank 77 song.
And
I know it's the most popular, but I don't give a fuck because this song is awesome.
Yes, we're talking about a classic right here. And I got to remind you guys to go down to Mike Blank's Pogo Pit this Saturday, April 28th.
I'm going to dance our asses off.
Hit two buttons at one time there. Let's try that again.
We're going to dance our motherfucking asses off.
Mike Blank's Pogo Pit going down Montclair Vegan off
April
of Balloon 28th. Field Avenue, New Jersey. Punk rock dance party. Your host, Mike Blanks, will be DJing it. Go check out the show just before this one. Listen to my little chit-chat with my man Mike Blanks. Had a fun time doing it, as always. Look forward to seeing you guys at some of these gigs. Got to remind you before you get out of here to go to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. That's GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. Trying to make the show go live regularly. Also trying to get some more pins and stickers and all that. Just trying to make everything grow. So if you guys want to support the show, toss us some coin over at GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. And remember, one of the biggest things you can ever do to help the show is tell your friends to listen to it. Fucking give it a share on Facebook, a follow on iTunes, Google, Stitcher,
we don't
Podbean,
make no money off
all
this shit.
That shit. And go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
We'll catch you guys next week. Here's Blank 77, and I wanna be a punk.
All aboard!
PogoCityRadio.com.